This week we're supposed to get an assignment about the difference between what something that a young man or a boy would do compared to what a man would do. And I thought one thing I think would be an example is when somebody tells you something or does something to you or says something that you don't like, the difference between a boy and a man would be the difference between getting upset and just and you know, getting all worked up about it, or just letting it go and not worrying about it.
I think the difference between a young man and a man is a boy might just get all excited about the future and run ahead of God's speed, but a man might just give up his own will and go God's speed.
A boy would make decisions based on his emotions and feelings, just like what jumps to him, right? It's just as soon as he hears something or sees something and would jump to conclusions and things, while a man would think through things more deeply to make a better decision.
Thought about how sometimes maybe a young person would run ahead and then maybe something hard would happen and he'd kind of slow down and get set back. But what a mature person would do is to be calm and steady, just take it one step at a time.
I think a boy would usually try to get away with whatever he can, and a man would realize that he's fully responsible for whatever he does, and he's not doing what's right simply because he'll, you know, get in trouble if he doesn't, but he's doing what's right, you know, because he's responsible for his own actions.
Man thinks about his decisions, but a boy thinks on impulse.
The example I thought about was if a boy is going with someone for the afternoon or something, going to have fun, and then they notice some work that they should get done, a boy might just say, you know, there's time for the work later, and if I don't go now, this is my only chance. But a man would get the work done first and then go play.
I thought of a young person. He'll make he or she will make a decision on what they want right now or what they would like to have, but an older person will make the decision on what they, or he'll make the decision on what the future will bring, what that decision will make later on.
One thing I thought of was when there's work to be done, a man would just do it because it needs done, and because that's just, it needs done, and a boy would, you know, do it because they're told or because they need to, and then wonder when their time off is. But a man can just get in there and do it because it needs done, but not necessarily because it's the easiest thing to do or anything, but it just needs done.
A boy will like look ahead and see what work there's going to be and may won't be too happy about the hard work later, but a man will just do the work every day that needs done, and because he from experience knows that it can sometimes change later.
I was thinking a boy is, or any young person, is more apt to go with the crowd and listen to what their friends are saying. But it takes a real man to stand up and do what he's raised to do and do what's right. And there's an old saying, you've got to stand for something or you'll fall for anything. So
a boy would make his decisions based on his emotions and feelings on if something was to happen. But a man would slow down and pray about it and let God help you make the decision. Or let God make the decision.
I have a few thoughts, and I guess the theme is marriage. I was thinking about how, well, I'll just lay out the verses that came to my mind. Several verses came to my mind. I'll just show you how I tie these together. But the heart of a man is a field. That's one of them, which is in Proverbs. It's about, you know, it's like a vineyard. You know, we have to work on it and to produce grapes. We have to keep the grass from growing around the grapes and drying up the soil. And there's work, you know, and there's a product that we're shooting for. And then another one is, well, foolishness is bound up in the heart of a child. That's a verse that talks about our nature, that we're born wild and we need God's, you know, the seed of the word to come. And if our hearts have been worked on and the ground is plowed and the soil is good, then that seed can grow. And then another verse is the pearl of great price. And we'll conclude my point in a second here, but a man bought a field and sold all he had, and he bought the field because there was a pearl of great price in the field. And I sort of made this metaphor, but based on that parable. And like when you're thinking about getting married, and you know you're a man making the decision from your understanding that you know we need God, we need His Word, we need His guidance, and in a marriage you need God, you need His Word and guidance. And I thought of getting married as kind of like buying a field. And okay, so a child or a young man, undiscerning, thinks of marriage like, I'm going to buy this field and it's going to be my field, you know. But a man discerning, you know, knowing his nature and knowing that God must help him and he must give his life, you know, and surrender to God, he knows that there's a pearl of great price in that field. And that pearl is God's word and God's love. And so the undiscerning young man doesn't think about that pearl of great price, what's really valuable. You know, he's just in it for what he thinks he wants. And so I just thought about how we need to be able to see that what God is trying to give us through the covenant of marriage. And it's a very sacred thing, and it's a God thing, for lack of words. So Lord bless you all.